When Joshua was leading the people of Israel toward the Promised Land, they came to the city of Jericho. It towered between them and their destiny. They couldn't go around it. They had to go through it. The problem was Jericho was surrounded by a huge, thick wall made up of stone and mortar. It didn't look as though there was any way the Israelites could get in. But God told them to do something that sounded strange. For 6 days, they were to march around those walls once a day, and on the seventh day, they were to march around them 7 times. As if that wasn't odd enough, God gave them one final instruction, which was the key for the whole plan working. He said, "While you're marching around these walls, I don't want you to say one word. Not a whisper, not a short conversation, not an update on how it's going. Keep totally silent." Why did God not allow them to speak? God knew after a couple of times around the perimeter of the wall, they would start saying, "What in the world are we doing out here? These walls are never going to fall. Look how thick they are. They've been here forever. Joshua must have heard God wrong." Somebody else speaks up, "Yeah, and I'm tired. I'm hot. I'm hungry. This dust is getting in my face." God knew they would talk themselves out of it. There are times in our lives when it's difficult to be positive. That's okay. Just stay silent. Don't tell everyone what you're thinking. The people of Israel marched in silence. You know how the story ends. On the seventh time around, on the seventh day, the walls came tumbling down. Here's a question. Could it be that negative words are keeping you out of your promised land? Could it be that if you would remain silent, that if you would zip it up and not talk about how big the problem is, not complain about what didn't work out, not tell a friend how you're never going to be successful, maybe the walls that are holding you back would come down. Imagine behind those walls are your healing, your promotion, your dream coming to pass. Every day, so to speak, you're walking around the walls. What are you saying? "This wall is never going to fall, Joel. I've had this addiction since high school. I'll never be able to start my own business. I don't know the right people." God is saying to us what He said to the Israelites. If you can't say anything positive, anything full of faith, don't say anything at all. Don't let your negative words keep you from God's best. If you'll stop talking defeat, lack, how it's not going to happen, and simply remain silent, God can do for you what He did for them. He knows how to bring those walls down. When we're marching around the walls, sometimes we go day after day and don't see anything happening. And just like the Israelites, the thoughts come saying, "You didn't hear God right. Nothing is changing. You go to work every day and look, you're doing your best. You're not being promoted. It's never going to happen." No, that's a time of testing. Like the Israelites, you're marching around the walls. You may be on day 5, day 6. That means you've been doing it for a year, 2 years, 5 years. You thought surely it would have happened by now. Pass that test. Don't start complaining. Don't do like the first group that stopped at the door of the promised land. Thought, "Oh, what's the use? Let's just settle here." When those negative thoughts come, let them die stillborn. Refuse to prophesy defeat over your life. If you do this, you'll come in to your seventh day. Like what happened with the Israelites, those walls will come tumbling down. God is a faithful God. He will do what He promised.